USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pennsylvania Judge Patricia McCullough ordered on Wednesday that state officials not certify the results of the 2020 election until her court holds a hearing on an election contest on Friday. The judge ordering the state not to take any further steps to complete the certification of the presidential race and certify any other election results as well. On this day before Thanksgiving, officials are urging people to take the risk of COVID-19 very seriously and not travel. Dr. Allison Awadi, the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health, says the message is plain and simple.
You should not be traveling. Right now, COVID is surging across the entire United States.
The COVID Tracking Project says more than 2,000 Americans died from the coronavirus yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
President Trump has exposed the big media, phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
As some mayors and governors across the country are trying to limit gathering on Thanksgiving, a new study shows how many people are reacting to that news.
With Thanksgiving on Thursday, a recent survey claims 1 in 3 Americans believe the risk is worth the reward of a family gathering. Dr. Jerome Adams with the White House Coronavirus Task Force on Fox has a couple of ideas beyond what we already know to keep your holidays safer.
Turn your ceiling fans on and have them circulating to pull the air out. Turn your HVAC system on continuous. Right. These are things you can do to have a safer gathering, even though I want you to remember the safest gathering is with the immediate members of your household.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Students in one of the most sought-after school districts are apparently struggling with online learning. F grades are up 83% this year in Fairfax County, Virginia, the largest school system in the nation. Among the students with disabilities, Fs are up 111%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The head of the Arizona Republican Party has filed a petition for early inspection of mail-in ballot envelopes and signatures ahead of an anticipated legal challenge over the certified state results. The petition was filed by Arizona Republican Party Chairman Kelly Ward. When it comes to mail-in and absentee ballots across the country, Republican Senator Rand Paul believes we do need to take a step back and look at how things went this year.
You know, I think the first thing that we need to acknowledge is that this was an unprecedented election in the sense that normally 99% of people show up in person, and we can kind of police that the right people showed up because you don't have the same people showing up again and again. They sign in, they show an ID, and it's pretty easy to validate the vote. But now we have an election where maybe a third to a half mailed in their ballots. This has never, ever happened in our history, so we have to validate whether they're the right people. And the left keeps saying there's no evidence or there's insufficient evidence.
Paul speaking on the story with Martha McCallum. The full Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Texas and Louisiana can end Medicaid funding for abortion giant Planned Parenthood. The circuit court reversing the 3-judge panel that had blocked Texas from enforcing its pro-life provision. Texas AG Ken Paxton saying Planned Parenthood is not a qualified provider under the Medicaid Act and should not receive public funding. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.